The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 20th of September, 2012. And I have Paul Drockton online with us. Hello, Paul.
Hey, John. How are you?
Ask me tomorrow. Have you heard any of the program today?
Yes, I have. Been listening to it. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm just thinking about our ancestors and forebears and the people that died, you know, to bring us our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And when I think about that, I think about the sacrifices they made. You know, sometimes they left their families for years. You read about the founding fathers, and some of them lost, you know, incredible wealth because they believed, you know, in the Republic. And, you know, the Declaration of Independence states right at the top, you know, we pledge our honor.
Our lives. And our fortune.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, freedom has a cost. And the reality is that broadcasting through your network is a cost. And, you know, I know just how expensive it is, you know, to get a message out there. And, you know, there's people listening that think to themselves, man, if I could just reach out and touch one other person or or let someone else hear this message. You know, the reason they contribute to RBN is because you literally are touching tens and hundreds and even millions of lives with the truth. I mean, that's the main reason. And, you know, John, you're not in an enviable position. I mean, you know, I've had businesses. And when you start talking about advertising, I mean, everybody that belongs to the 1%, they want you to sing their song. You don't. This network doesn't. And so, you know, you're not going to get these big wigs from the Republican or Democratic Party stepping in and saying, hey, we'll support you. We'll, you know, give you millions of dollars. So, you know, you really are depending on the $10 donation, you know, the $5, the $20 donations. And all I can say to people is...
Hey, Paul, let me tell you a quick story here. There is a man that donates $1,500 a month to this network, and he's on a fixed income. He and his wife go out, and they grow vegetables, and they have a roadside stand. And in order to supplement that donation per month, they go out there and sell vegetables alongside the road.
That's amazing.
That breaks my heart. That the man is laboring. I mean, planting a seed and taking care of it and harvesting it and then selling it, and then turns right around after all of that labor and sends the money into the network. It flabbergasted me. But yet we have other people out there that will sit there day after day after day, use this network for its information. They'll forward the information on to a few of their friends on their email list, and, hey, I've done my job. And what has been pounded in our head from our government and our schools, well, in order to be a good citizen, you got to do two things. You got to pay your taxes and you got to vote. Well, they broke the political system. They broke the political system. They have broken the bank and our backs. And they're still not done leeching off of us. They're driving this country right into the ground, of which some people say it doesn't have a chance of return. I don't believe that. Because we weren't just a bunch of immigrant wannabes or has-beens. We were at one time. We have proven the system of government as long as that government stayed in its box. And the people themselves took up their responsibility on their end, things were good. Now, a lot of people got waylaid. They went to sleep. They justified a lot of things that the government was doing. Well, that's, you know, that's a, you know, we still have jobs, and, you know, I don't mind paying my taxes. And justification after justification after, and look at where we're at right now. People are paying. If you consider all your taxes, Paul, your federal, your state, your property taxes, your sales taxes, this tax, that tax, a gasoline tax, you're paying over 70% of your income to taxes. Now, the whole idea was, weren't we told at one time, you know, the more tax you give us, the better life we can build you. We've bled our last drop of blood, and there's a chance that these people are going to ride this country right into the ground. I, for one, say that is not acceptable.
Well, you and I have made our sacrifices to get the truth out there, and we put everything on the altar, and, you know, we'll have no shame standing before our Maker or standing toe-to-toe with the founders because of the sacrifices that we have personally made, and that holds true for your other hosts.
The reality is,
you and I aren't the ones on trial here. I mean, really, it's the listeners to this program. I mean, are you with us? Are you with the freedom movement? Are you with the truth getting out there? You know, or are you going to sit back and let someone else, you know, pay your way? That's the question.
Well, and let me take a few calls here because I didn't ask for calls today, but some people want to get on air. Diane in California. Hello, Diane.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. I want to let you know that when I can get some money together, I will definitely send it your way. I want to give a shout out to your audience. I'm going through Chapter 7, lost my job, lost everything other than the clothes on my back, and damn it, if I can do it, so can everybody else. So you guys send that money in and keep these guys on the air. Thank you, John.
Here's a woman who can't afford to do it. Here's a woman that's been a victim of what we're talking about here. And the key to this thing is, in the numbers, folks. It is to get to as many people in this country to inform them as to what the duties and obligations are of the government, what your duties and obligations. Sorry, I know this was probably not any of your doing. This was not on your wish list to turn the most wonderful, freest nation that's ever been on the face of this planet into this screwed-off cacophony of robber barons and ne'er-do-wells, and I can use a few other explanations, but I'm not going to. You get the idea. We're not a bunch of has-beens, folks. We can do it. We can reconstruct it. We can restore it. As I was talking to Michael Shaw today, big on Agenda 21. I talked to that man. He's a very busy guy. I talked to him on the phone today. He's going to be on the network with me next Thursday on the National Intel Report. But he and I were talking. He says, John, he says, you know what? He says, we're making some inroads here. He says, we're making inroads at the county and the city level, ferreting out this Agenda 21 that the United States government has adopted, by the way, without not telling you. Okay, they have come out and said to you that we're adopting Agenda 21 and you're either going to comply or you won't. You're not going to like this because this is a sovereign busting deal, folks. We're up to our eyeballs in the United Nations, and our own government won't even admit this is where their mandates are coming from. Do you think the rest of the people in this country know that? Do you think they even know as to why they only have one size of tank filler on their toilet to flush their detritus down the toilet? Do you think they'd even have a clue? But that's not the worst of it. The real mission of the United Nations is to move us off of our land in this country and to herd us in cities like so much cattle. And if you don't believe that, then you're tuned to the wrong station. You're tuned to the wrong network. There is stuff going on that we bring to you every single day that is a threat to liberty and your freedom, and it's not on Jump Street. You don't have that reminder in your face. It's the subtle behind-the-scenes workings that these people are doing. And I, for one, am not giving up my damn country, and I'm not going to go down without a fight. But there's one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to be an idiot with my life either. I don't care. You know, somebody told me one time, Paul, Well, you know, you keep doing this and you keep building the network and you keep talking to more and more people, you know, they're going to try to do something to you. I said, you know, that's a validation to me. If they didn't consider doing something, I would feel that I'm not doing my job. I'm either not hitting the right note or I'm wasting everybody's time. That it's not the case, as Mr. Parker pointed out, as many other people that have been on this network that have had their victories out there, it's in the numbers, folks. We just need to build more of a coalition of people. What the hell do you think the Ron Paul thing was all about? How many volunteers? Yeah, there were people that gave up money for his campaign, but how many people got involved with Ron Paul with spreading the message of freedom? That was a coalition. This is an informational coalition that needs to go on air every single day. Paul, we're going to be adding WWCR to this network. Not because the network is going to be paying for it. One sponsor is going to be footing the bill, at least for 6 months. That's the plan. We would have never been able to do that. Never would have been able to do it because we're not in the business of making money. You know, I've had NFIB people tell me, National Federation of Independent Businesses, just look at me and shake their heads and go, you know what, John? You know, we're all business owners here. And your network's not making you any money. Now, from a business standpoint, why don't you just give it up? And I would stand there, and I barely could I understand the words that they were speaking.
Well, I'm going to throw a thought out here, John.
Yeah.
Just a thought. So if someone wants to make a donation right now, who do they call? What number do they call?
800-724-2719. Just hit zero. We've got five extensions. They're manned by real live human beings, including my wife, that I fired from the network a couple of months ago.
Now, here's another thing I'll do. I've never done this before, but I'll do it. If you send your jewelry, gold jewelry, silver jewelry, whatever, to RBN, I can get it refined, and the network will receive 100% of the money. And I have a refinery that is willing to pay up to 97% of the value of that jewelry, which is far more than you're going to get locally, number one. Number two, look at the good you're doing. Look at the great things that you're doing. I mean, John should be able to sleep at night. He shouldn't be worried about paying bills here. He should be thinking about who is going to get this message next. That's what he's there to do, and he's done a great job. And I got to tell you, I owe you everything, John, for bringing me on this network. Yeah. I really do, and I'm grateful.
No, you're part of the team, my friend. And I just want to say something that, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. And I have yet to begin to fight, seriously, because the better tools we have, the faster that we can bring down this cabal that's just absolutely destroying this country. Can we help other people by virtue of the fact that we survive? Oh, you bet your bottom dollar, because the kingpin here, the brass ring to the globalist and to your New World Order people that want to bring you this nice little United Nations-controlled, corporatized-controlled, money-controlled cabal that's coming into view. That's right, George Bush Sr., I can see it coming into view. It's a new world order. He said that in front of God and all his people, and 99% of the people in his country did not have a clue what the man was saying. That man should be arrested for treason right now. His son should be arrested for treason right now. Mitt Romney, if this character gets in, don't even let him in the Oval Office. Mr. Corporation Man for the Corporation of the United States Government and the corporation known as the bank. Do you think you're going to see the Fed go away under Mitt Romney or under Barack Obama? You are absolutely not. Any one of these 533 Congress creatures that we have in Washington, D.C., save but two of them, Dennis Kucinich on the other side of the aisle, Ron Paul on the other side of the aisle. These are the only two people who have been vocal about auditing and dumping the Fed because they know the damage that has been done. Guess what? Dennis Kucinich is a liberal. Ron Paul, extreme conservative. But they know. But these are the only two men that had the timidity, the tenacity, out of all these creatures that supposedly represent our interest in Washington, D.C. These are the only two people that have even spoken above a whisper about it.
This is the only network keeping them honest. I can tell you right now, I did a story on my show about Mitt Romney and the Boy Scouts, He basically banned the Boy Scouts from participating in the 2001 Olympics. And as soon as I did that story, he did a photo op with the Boy Scouts. And it's up on the local news right now. So they listen to this. They listen to this network. They respond to it. So this is really, in my opinion, this is the only network that has the ability to keep these people honest. We need to support it.
But here's the thing. And let me stop here. Let me take Sonny in Idaho. I don't want to leave you in queue here. Go ahead, Sonny.
Hi, John. Give me just a minute to do a little rant of my own, and pardon my cold. If it weren't for RBN and my dear little Deanna Spingola's program, I still wouldn't know what killed my husband, and I wouldn't know what was killing me. I've got to say something to you people who are listening and sitting on your pockets. There is no other place to get the information that John Stadtmiller puts out every day. There is no other place where we can find so much information. When John tells the story about being told, if he keeps telling all this stuff, something might happen to him. Hey, it's happening to us people, every single one of us, every single day of our lives. And how would we know about it if it weren't for John Stadtmiller and the people he puts on the air? Get off your pockets. You've got an ATV sitting in the garage. You've got a piano that doesn't get played since the children grew up. You got a pool table sitting in the basement that hasn't been touched for years. Get on Craigslist. Sell your garbage toys. John Stadtmiller should not be having to lose sleep over trying to raise money to help you sorry butts. I'm in my 60s now, and I'm fed up with all people's let somebody else do it attitude. I'm sick of it. John, I'm living on Social Security now, but I'm sending you $1,000 tomorrow. And I challenge everybody else out there, you've got stuff you don't need that's sitting around. If I had an old car, I'd sell it. Well, I do have an old car, but I have to drive it. Anyway, that's all I've got, John. I'm just sick and tired of thinking about you having to worry about money. You should be out there getting more good programmers and more good people on the network. You should never have to be worrying about money doing what you're doing. You're the only man out there doing it.
Thank you, Sonny. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you, honey.
Man, amen.
They're literally, Paul, I've told you a few stories that I've not shared with listeners on air. And I've been asked not to, but I've given you indication, you being one of them. You're a man that's literally rolling up his sleeves and getting dirt under his fingernails right now. You came on this network, and I even had a character, oh God, I almost lost it on the air. I thought I was going to stroke. A guy called in and says, well, I find it real convenient that you pick up Paul Drockton the same day that you dump Robbie Noel. And I'll tell you what. You want to talk about a personal challenge just to keep my head on my shoulders? I about lost it. And people don't know who Paul Drockton is. All of a sudden he shows up on the network. Oh, he's there representing Republic Training Group. Okay, good for them. Well, Robbie can no longer do it. No, Robbie can't do it because he's getting ready to stroke out. And it'll probably kill him. Mini strokes, folks, are not just a mini stroke and it's not going to happen again. Those are precursors of something very bad happening to you in the future. And the man knew that he had to disengage, otherwise he would be dead by next week. So Mr. Drockton, come on board. And you are doing everything that you can. 23 years of experience. You know the game out there. You know the IRAs, the 401s. If it would not been for you, my friend, this network would have shut down a month ago. And that is the God's honest truth.
John, I feel terrible. I can't do more. And that's the truth. I mean, I swear to you, if I could sell my right arm for this network, I'd do it. And
well, I just call me Nubby. Just call me Nubby because I think I already sold one off. Hey, do me a favor, Paul. I'm going to take this commercial break so I can go to the bathroom. So just hang on a second. 800-724-2719. Dial the number, folks. Make the decision. Just call. Hit zero. You'll get somebody manning the phones. We're asking for your help today.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paul, you want to take a guess at where we're at here in the pledge drive? We're looking for 40 grand.
Tell me.
3,000.
I want to make a promise to your listeners here, John. I promise you, my friends, that if you donate to this network, it will come back to you two times, three times as much as you put in. That's a guarantee. I'm telling you that God is behind the truth, and this network is about the truth, and God's behind this network. And this isn't a test. This isn't a test for John. This isn't a test for me. This is a test for you. You know, everyone says, yeah, if I had been living during the time of the American Revolution, boy, I would have given everything I had to bring about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Well, here's the perfect opportunity to prove it. You know, basically, our forefathers, they gave their lives, their honor, their fortunes to establish a country that we've got. This network's doing everything, and John Statman was doing everything he can, and the other hosts on this network are doing everything they can to make sure that we can restore what they created.
Well,
and all I can,
yeah,
it's not free. Please,
well,
pick up the phone and call,
Paul. I mean, and what am I worth? If or what are the hosts on this network worth? I'd like somebody to tell me. Well, gee, it'd be nice if that host was paid for his endeavors. These people are doing this out of their love for this country. This network does not pay them. They do this day in and day out, and people get upset. Well, there was a rerun of that show. Well, maybe the guy got sick. But they're here every single day, and they're not getting paid. They do this because they love their country. I don't know. How do you put a price tag on that? What would you pay that individual a year doing the job that they're doing? I mean, we can look at the Matrix system out there of broadcasting. Well, what do you think Glenn Beck gets? What do you think Rush Limbaugh gets? Now, I'm not saying that these people are good people. They like to play the political game and keep you locked into that political paradigm to vote for their party of choice and their candidate. That's not going to fix a damn thing until we fix the fundamental problems and what Washington has been ignoring. And the states as well, folks. Let's not forget our state legislatures as well. They're just as guilty as the damn federal government with pulling some of the most wickedest scams that you can imagine, wasting your money that they're demanding of you. And guess what? There's penalty and ramification if you don't hand over to the state what they think you owe. You'll go to jail. They'll sell your damn property. They don't care. How are they managing the lives for us? We've managed to hire a bunch of people, and we continue to pay them every single day to our wreck and ruin. Really? Man, I'm working on the wrong side of the fence. I should have went into politics years ago. Paul, you and I would be retired by now.
Oh, we both have had offers to sell out.
Yeah.
And we both have declined. I mean, I when I was with Farmers, I had a $500,000 job. That's what my income was annually, and I could have stayed there if I would have sold out my agents. I said, no. You've done that over and over again with your network. And, you know, the bottom line is that this isn't about you or me, John. This is about the truth, and this is about where the people listening to this program stand. I mean, are you in or are you out? You're going to spend, what, $25, $30, $40 in Halloween candy? You know, take and donate that to the network.
Oh, you mean the stuff that's made out of corn syrup that will give your children health problems down the road?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Donate to the network and turn the light off on Halloween. You're going to do a heck of a lot more good. If you go out, like that woman said, go out and look in your garage. There's stuff that you can take right now and list on Craigslist and sell. You can, one of the things that I'll tell you how to do, let's say you've got an annuity or you've got money in retirement that you're going to annuitize. You know, you can put RBN down as a beneficiary to receive those payments if something happens to you. It's called a gift annuity. I'm telling you that right now, my friends, if you think about it, there's a gazillion ways that you can make a significant contribution to this program. And all I can say is that, remember, John's not the one who's on trial here. I'm not. We know where we stand. Bottom line is that if we have one person to talk to and tell the truth to, we'll do it. And that's how many of you are. All we're asking you to do right now is make a sacrifice and keep this network up and running. Call the number. What was the number, John?
800-724-2719. Just hit zero. Let me give you an address because a lot of people don't like to phone and they don't like to use computer. And we understand that if you're one of these people out there that, well, you'll brave a circumstance, go to the website. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the PayPal button. Make a donation. You want to send us a check or a money order or FRNs wrapped in foil? As I've said before many times, we don't care. The address, RBN, that's all you got to put there, RBN, 2251, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Easiest way to do it, call the number, toll free, 800-724-2719. You know, Paul, I was just, what? Double Creek Drive? Oh, I'm sorry. I screwed that up. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive. There we go. Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Hold on a second. I got to take this break. I can't get too far behind in these commercials because we honor our contracts with our advertisers. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Remember what Paul Drockton said, ladies and gentlemen. You got some scrap jewelry laying around? Maybe it isn't scrap. Maybe you got a little silver necklace. Maybe you got a gold necklace. Maybe you've got rings that from long gone passed on people. Well, I don't want to separate you, ladies and gentlemen, from your loved ones and your memories. But Paul made an offer here. If you've got any gold or silver jewelry you want to send to the network, we'll send it over to Paul. He'll smelt it down, and that represents 97% of the value of that metal that will go toward this network. Tell you what, you mentioned something else about payments off of annuities or whatever. How does that work? How does that work?
A lot of people, one of the best protections for people that are afraid of going into a nursing home is to do what's called an immediate annuity, which means that you turn your money over to an insurance company and they give you a monthly payment, a monthly stipend as long as you're alive. I can help you structure that so that if something happens to you, then those payments would automatically go to RBN. And help sustain this program. These are gift annuities, and this is how foundations and charities stay funded, is that people make donations like these, John.
I think I've got more of a need than most charities do out there. Not saying that charities don't do good for people, but there's a lot of scam artists out there. How many stories have we done on the American Red Cross? How many stories have we done on cancer and cancer research?
Hell, they had NFL players. But Paul, they had NFL players in, looked like little pink tutus last year, playing football games to remind people about the fight against cancer. Well, that's been an industry for the cancer researchers for how many years, and how many cancers have they cured? I've got Dr. Brzezinski over here in Houston, that this guy is going in curing cancer. You know what that netted him? 40 different lawsuits from the state and the federal government to try to shut this man down. Why? Because he was finding cures for cancer. This wasn't kind of, sort of. This wasn't some whacked out treatment out there, Laetril or something like that, that was at best minimally effective for some people. No, the guy's curing cancer. His reward is they tried to jail the man for the rest of his life and ruin him financially. You know what? That didn't stop him. That only added fuel to his fire. We got a lot of people out there trying to do the right thing. How are their voices, and how is their information ever going to be heard? Where are you going to hear it? You're going to hear it from CNN? I only guarantee you one thing. After somebody gets their cut out of somebody else's endeavor, will you ever hear the good news? But if it threatens the financial structure enough, you will never, ever, ever hear about it. I mean, how many stories? People buying raw milk, as I used to drink as a kid. People are going to jail because they're drinking raw milk. Collecting rainwater on their property, their own property. You know what the state's saying? That's our water, and you can't do that. What falls on your property, like manna from heaven, belongs to us. You try to take it for yourself, and guess what? We'll fine you and we'll put you in jail. Man, what's freedom? Paul, I keep asking the question on the air. Do you people realize what a coup d'etat looks like when you see one? It's been slow rolling for all of these years. Now it's starting to get really ugly. Now it's even becoming evident to the brain dead out there.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to listen to. They don't know what to believe anymore, because they've even lost faith in themselves. How sad is that?
Well, I'll tell you what, John. I'm thinking about all the ways that your network is helping people every day. I think about the money that they've saved by getting out of the stock market and getting out of the bond market. I'm thinking about the food storage that they now have, and the other preparations that you've helped them make. I'm thinking about the things you've done for their families and literally prepared them for the chaos that everybody knows is going to be here. I'm telling you, John, you know this and I know this. We are looking at internment camps for American citizens probably within the next 6 months to a year. How long before that happens? And what is there out there that's going to stop that from happening? There's only one thing, and that's this network. That's it. There's nothing else.
There are other people out there, to be fair, Paul. There are other people out there on air on different networks. But when you do a side-by-side comparison, one network, and I know I'm going to get a nasty email or two over this one, but there are certain radio stars on other networks. They're building an entity for themselves. It is just them. They run other people off that threaten their numbers or a perceived threat. Literally try to run them off the network, and building an empire unto himself. We're hosting 43 different talk shows on this network, ladies and gentlemen. This man runs a pledge drive. He gets $500,000. I run a pledge drive. I get $3,000. What the hell is going on? This is not about John Stadtmiller. This is not about Paul Drockton. This is not about any one single host on this network. It is the mission that we are on. And I will work until I drop dead to keep expanding this network so we bring more people into the fold and to give them for what you think Americans should be, at the very least, entitled to the truth. You would think. But they're not. There is nobody out there looking out after the individual. You know, you may have yours out there. You may be comfortable. You may have enough money around you that you think you can insulate yourself for the rest of your lives. And, yeah, maybe my children will be okay here. Money is not everything, ladies and gentlemen. Money is nothing unless you have freedom and liberty. means absolutely nothing. And by the way, a few dollars into a will for your children, yeah, that might be one thing. But where are they going to live? Are they going to be free? This is just not about us, folks. It's about the success of generations to come. And Paul, we're only 235 years old. We've gone to the pinnacle, to the absolute heights of the envy of the entire world, into the doldrums of something. There's a possibility we may not be able to get back, but I'm not going to do it for a lack of trying. That's for damn sure. And for all of you people out there that are just sitting around grousing and chewing your fingernails, do you think this is going to get any better if we do not go on the offensive against these evil bastards? How do you think that's going to work out for us? We need a consensus of people that know what the hell's going on so they can not only make decisions for themselves today and tomorrow, but for next year, and start making plans for their family, for their own survival, number one, and then to be looking out for the survival of this country. You know, I don't like to sound like some kind of hard butt here, but I'll tell you what, there's people in this country I wouldn't walk across the street to pee on and put them out if they burst into a ball of flame. Because they're absolutely worthless to this country and worthless to themselves. They may not even recognize it. They may not even know it. Who likes to look at themselves and go, yeah, I'm pretty damn useless? The human ego prevents you from doing that. You'll sit there and say, well, this is a rich country and I'm entitled. And yes, I have the right to share in somebody else's money over there because you know what? I've got a right too. Really? You got the right to go and take somebody else's money because you either A, don't want to, or B, cannot earn it for yourself? You want to attain a lifestyle? Or you want to subsist off of somebody else? There's a bucket load of countries on the face of this planet you can go live, and they all feel the same way. Go live there. We need fighters right now. We need people that just don't want to maintain the miserable status we're in right now to reverse this and to restore this country. By God in heaven, what the hell is that worth to you?
Well, John, one of these days we're going to be standing before our Maker, and it's going to be, I gave you this beautiful government and this beautiful country, and you took a lot from it, but what did you put back? That's going to be the question. You know, the founders are going to come up to us. I know, because when we pass away, we're going to sit down with those individuals that sacrificed for this, and they'll be telling their stories about how they went without food, how they went without water, how they went without shelter, how they suffered at Valley Forge, or how they suffered during World War One and World War Two. What are we going to tell them? Are we going to tell them that we couldn't afford to donate to make sure that freedom rings, you know, throughout the country that they established?
I don't know. Paying tax dollars to buy bullets for a soldier to go defend is one thing, but putting your own butt on the line is another. Butch in Illinois. Hello, Butch. Thanks for
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi.
John, I've been following you since America in Peril, which you put out a couple decades ago with Mark.
Oh, boy. That's a while ago.
Yeah, so I'm aware of the good that you're doing for this nation, and I appreciate that. Now, John, I'm unemployed. I've been unemployed. It'll be 2 years in December. I ran out of unemployment at the beginning of the summer. But I do make super custom arrows for bow hunters. Now, I'd love to donate a dozen hunting arrows to you guys. Maybe you could raffle them off or something. You should be able to get $150, a couple hundred bucks for them.
Well, can you do me a favor here, Butch? I appreciate that offer very much. If somebody is a hunter out there, and why are your arrows so special? Okay, they're handmade.
Yeah, they're handmade, and they're like no other arrows that anyone else is selling. I design my own feather designs. I put custom cresting on them, custom feathers, everything.
All right.
I do the primitives, any kind of arrow you want, aluminum, carbon, bamboo.
Okay, if somebody, how many arrows are you talking about here?
I could donate a dozen. I'll put in a combination of stone points and steel points and primitives and conventional hunting arrows.
All right. If and what kind of price? I'm sorry, Butch. I don't know. I'm not an archer, so I don't know arrows from a hole in the ground. So, what is a dozen of these arrows worth?
Well, there's a guy out there called Arrow Art. He's out of Michigan. He sells a dozen for over $300.
Okay.
If you could get $150, I think that would be reasonable. Whoever got the arrows would be getting a deal. And actually, the arrows are a heck of a lot worth a lot more than that. Okay. Because I put a lot of work into each one. You'll see when you receive them.
Okay. Well, Butch, let me do this, because to make things a little bit easier, do you have an email that you can give my board op? And if somebody wants to take advantage of your offer, we can just send you over the email, or they can email you directly?
Yes, sir, and I have a website. If whoever goes on there and orders arrows through you, I will give you some that way, but I will donate a dozen arrows to RBN.
All right, well, let me do this. Let me have Dan, the producer here, pull you down, get your information. And I greatly do appreciate that. That's your labors. I'm sure you've got a wonderful product. It's a labor of your love, and you're actually producing something, which we all at one time in this country, Butch, we used to do. We all used our hands to make something. That's where all the wealth comes from. It comes from the earth. It's just remade and repackaged. So I really do appreciate your offer. Let me kick you over to Dan here with my thanks, and we'll take your information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you.
All righty. Thank you, Butch. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know how, Paul, I was thinking about this today. Somebody was looking at me. I was telling them about the network and what we do. And, I said, we're doing a pledge drive for the network. And they were just, they stood there and they literally scratched their head and says, well, how are you able to do this for all these years? I just looked at them. I didn't have an answer. I really didn't. I was
two words: divine intervention, my friend.
I was talking literally to Michael Shaw earlier today, and I said to him, I said, years ago, this is my second network. Republic Radio International was the first one. Everybody now knows, even though everybody wants to deny it, that network was sold off, and that was Genesis Communications Network. That was their start. Okay, That was off of Republic Radio International. They picked up the equipment, took our existing host, and then ran with it. Well, then there was a guy up at that network that really didn't like me and had me thrown off of my own network that I created. So me being the, I'm not going to lay down and take this kind of guy, 3 months later, we're back on the air with Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have now surpassed them in type of programming and quantity. If you notice on Network A and Network B, folks, there might be a one replay maybe off another network on another one, but we don't duplicate shows here. I could put up four satellites and run the same programming at different times on all four birds, but that's not what we do. We are literally economy in force here. We don't waste a damn thing. So if you want, and I'm sure that you do, if you want this country to succeed, give those people the tools that are willing to wield them most effectively. And I think we've done more. I wished I could remember the quote from Winston Churchill. We've done so much with so little for so long. And yeah, that's the drill. We've become masters at it. So when we ask you for a donation for this network, folks, it's not an afterthought. It's not, hey, let's just go out there and get some money out of these people because we think they owe us. No, we owe each other. The question is, are you going to stand with those that are wielding a good fight? Are you going to stand by and quietly slip off into the sunset? Or feel that you will never have your day in the sun again to breathe a lungful of real free air? Please don't feel that, because if I felt that, we wouldn't be doing this today, because we wouldn't be here. If I didn't think there was a good chance of getting this country back, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. This is, you're in for the fight of your life. But help those that are waging the war, supply them with the tools that they need.
Have you heard of anybody else going out there and getting 24 hours of shortwave and the network not have to pay anything for it? That a sponsor, no break, that a sponsor steps forward and says, look, we know what you're doing. We're all in for what you're doing. And we're going to put our money where our mouths are because we believe in what you're doing. That is to me, that's a small miracle, folks, because this is going to give the opportunity for people in the United States, in Canada, hell, halfway around the planet, to hear what's going on and get information that they may not be getting. And to have it delivered up on a silver platter every single day. Man. I want to buy some of that stock in that company, can't I? Sounds like a plan to me. The number you need to call, folks, 800-724-2719. Just hit zero on your phone. That'll take you to the next available operator. That'll either be Manny, or that'll be Michael, or that'll be Julie, or that'll be Chris. Just hit a button. Hit zero. By the way, I got a note here that Sonny that called into the show, bless her heart. The note says, Sonny called crying, asking others to give, is sending $1,000 tonight. This is a person that I would say that is really not, how should I say, in a position. But she's doing it because she sees the need. How many of you folks out there that have bought gold and silver? That we told you to buy gold when it was at $300-$400 an ounce, silver when it was sitting at $7.50 an ounce. How many of you people out there, the reason why you bought the gold and silver is you found out the reasons why you should buy it. And a lot of people, Paul Trockton, this is another one. This is another one I can't believe, would hear the information from this network and go to another broker. When every single dime of every gold and silver deal that's ever done in Republic Broadcasting's behalf through Republic Trading Group goes into the functioning and running of this network. But yet still people will go, well, I know Joe Blow and I've known him for 20 years. I'm going to buy some gold and silver off of them. Well, thank you very much. Or people that heard the message going, whoa, yeah, maybe I should buy some gold and silver. Hey, Fred, next door, you said you bought gold and silver. Who'd you buy it from? And they'll go someplace else and buy it. I'm like, seriously? Really? Oh, man.
I got a roll of soap. John, I got a roll of silver dimes that I've been holding on to. It's in my emergency kit. All right? I'm going to donate it right now to the person who makes the largest donation within the next 15 minutes. I don't care what it is. Could be 10 bucks, could be 20, could be 50, could be 100, could be 1,000. Doesn't matter. You got 15 minutes to call. What number again?
800-724-2719. Let me take Bob in Washington here. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John. How you doing today?
You want the honest answer or do you want the polite societal? I'm doing fine, Bob. How are you?
No, I'm not suicidal. That's a good point.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I can't send you no money till the end of the month, but I got to buy another 100 business cards. I bought, what, 300 or 400 of them from you now so far?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I've handed them out all the way from Alaska to Texas, you know, and I don't know what the heck. I think people use them for bookmarks.
Well, you know what? They might get to an interesting or a heartfelt part in that novel that they're reading and that card falls in their lap and maybe they'll look at it again and go, you know what? I think I remember that guy that gave me that call. Maybe I'll just dial this up on the internet and see what this is all about.
Maybe one time. Anyway, you know, I was sitting there listening to you and Paul. I'd say hi to Paul. I listen to him every now and then on the net. I think where everybody is, we're still in that dazed state. You know, we have so many people that come on and they talk about 1913, 1961, or 1861, and yada yada, and they're trying to keep all these dates in their minds. That's what I try to do. I try to say, what date was that when they said that such and such an act was passed or whatever? That we just get boggled down into where we lost all this stuff. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I just got a plan. I think maybe I'm going to just try and start writing all those dates down and what happened and what the outcome was and just put it into a whole, like maybe a two-page format. And hand it out to people.
Well, there you go. Anything that anybody can do out there. Bob, I don't know. I don't know what they're waiting for. Hey, I want to thank you for your call. My engineer just popped in and told me, he says, tell the wallet story. Well, somebody had lost a wallet and had a lot of cash in it and had credit cards in it and whatever. But there was also an RBN business card in there. Well, there were no other phone numbers there, so they called the network. We located the man's lost wallet, and he made a donation to the network. Paul, I got to tell you this as well. For all the years that I've been doing radio, if anybody ever bought a product or anything off of us, do you realize that we have never, in 20 years, nobody has ever written us a bad check? What is that?
I know.
What does that tell you about the quality of people, the people that are striving to do the right thing? Salt of the earth. Salt of the earth.
I think, John, if they seriously, I mean, you know, I believe in prayer. If they pray and they ask, no matter what you donate, my friends, and I know you're hurting, no matter what you donate to it, it's going to come back to you in spades. I guarantee you it will, because God wants the truth out there. There's so much evil out there. There's got to be someone out there opposing it. Now, as I said, I've got a roll of silver dimes. This is in my emergency kit. I'm donating it right now to the person who makes the biggest donation by 10 minutes into the next hour. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter.
All right.
And all you got to do is call the phone number, which is?
800. I was swallowing when you said that. 800. Wait a minute. 800-724-2719. And, folks, you can go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donation button by way of PayPal. Or simply drop us a letter here at the network. RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. All you have to do is put number 302 on it. Round Rock, Texas. That's two words. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, you know, help us to fight another day here. We're not done. We're just now gearing up. As things get worse and worse in this country, there are going to be more and more people seeking out the answers. Where do we send them? Where do they go? There's a lot of people in this country that are confused, depressed, suicidal. The worst thing that can ever happen to a human being, that last car to pull out of that train station, that last car is named hope. If you don't get on board with it, you're pretty much done. Paul Drockton, thank you for joining us on the air today. I really do appreciate it.
God bless you, my friend, and I mean that, and your listeners as well.
All right.
Our listeners. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. 800-724-2719. We got people standing by. Just hit zero, folks. Somebody will answer that phone. What are we worth? Ask yourself the question, what are we worth in our endeavors? What's this country worth to you? It's a big question, isn't it? Well, answer it. Answer the call by making that call. 800-724-2719. We'll see you tomorrow.